Hi guys, my name is Amit and today I'm going to talk about insecurities and how insecurities sell most of the products in the market that we see today. And it's pretty clear. I'll give you an example. Most beauty products that we see are doing business or are majorly profitable because of our insecurities. So for example, a product like a fairness cream sells because some girl or some boy is not comfortable in their own skin, and they feel that them being of a darker tone is not, they're not comfortable with it, and they want to be of a fairer skin tone, and they buy the cream. Now the question is it because of the standard of beauty in the society? Like, say I say that I like fair people who have a fair skin tone, and 10 other people say that, and this girl or guy gets pressurized and they say, I want to fit these standards and I want to look as the society wants me to look. And this, according to me, is a negative way to look at it. There's another side wherein we can think of it as this. Girls use a lot of beauty products, guys too these days, I don't know. And it's not purely negative. So if there's some, I know it's been going on, the standards of beauty and this and that, and there are a lot of campaigns called I'm Shameless, and the Shameless campaign is basically wherein people upload their pictures with no makeup on. That's fair. I think it's a beautiful campaign. But again, I also believe that if putting on makeup on their faces gives them happiness and gives them confidence, so it's not a bad thing to do. And putting some fairness cream gives you confidence if you're walking out that door, it's cool. Fair enough. I'll tell you about a very beautiful thing that I came across. So we all know that people with breast cancer have to get a mastectomy, and that leads up to their breast size reducing and them having no nipples thereafter. And the purpose that nipples serve are feeding the baby after a girl conceives and gives birth to a baby. So, but there is no other purpose of these nipples as such. Men have it, women have it, if that was not the case. And after this, some women might feel incomplete, which is fair. And there's this group of tattoo artists who tattoo realistic looking nipples to cancer patients, breast cancer patients, survivors. And I felt it was really beautiful. These tattoos, they're not gonna, like, these won't be functional nipples, but these tattoos will give these women the confidence, and that's all we need, man. That's, if that gives you a push to move ahead, this little thing, this, I don't think it's like they want to meet any society standards, or they want to prove something to anybody. They just feel good when they do that, and I think that's another way to look at it. I agree with a lot of things, like the society standards that pressure people to fall prey to a lot of things and do things that they don't want to do just to fit in. That is true, but I'm just making you aware of another angle that I think of, that insecurities do sell, but sometimes just doing certain things that make you happy or that give you confidence, let's not look at these things in all the negative light all the time. So that's my time. Think about it and let me know on your views on this. I would really love to hear them. So okay, bye bye.